1952, the Crestview Elementary School UFO incident. On the morning of the 6th of April 1967, fourth grade student Jonathan, while standing on his schoolyard during access, would notice a strange object hovering over the schoolyard in North Dade County, Miami, Florida. The object was quite away in distance, but still close enough to see in detail. It was a round, disc-shaped craft which appeared to spin in air, calmly controlled. It was the end of the morning recess and most of the other children were already inside. Fourth grade teacher, Mr. Robert Apfel, was busy calling the odd stranger in and to their next lesson, one of which was now in fraud Jonathan. As Apfel walked over to the young boy, Jonathan turned to him, asked him, while pointing the sky upwards, "What is that?" Both teachers and children could see the metallic craft overhead. Whether neither knew what it was, and all the other children now in the school, there were only two witnesses remaining. As they both looked upwards, the object vanished in a sudden white flash. Standing there for a moment, Gravis Falls FL, then ushered Jonathan's side. Though there were several military bases and airports in the vicinity, it was an aerial craft, whether they had seen before. Not all sure what they'd seen, neither expected to see such a sight again. The next day, however, this mysterious craft would return. On the following day, on the 7th of April, Jonathan, along with the rest of the grade, sat in their class, waiting for the start of the lesson, while Miss Abfell would begin. However, the children noticed three strange objects hovering in the sky outside. One of them was the same craft as Jonathan witnessed the previous day. This time, though, it was two other cigar-shaped objects that were much closer to the school. Then all three objects vanished once again. Two children, including Jonathan, rushed outside to get a closer look. As they ran outside, the circular object returned. They were joined by other students who noticed their apparently other worldly visitors. In all, it estimated anywhere between 100 and 200 people witnessed the strange crafts. Some of them elementary students, although several teachers were among them. The growing mass of students pressed against the fence at the edge of the school perimeters. The rotating disc was only a few yards away from the witnesses. Then it began to move and then shoot forward in the trees which overlooked the schoolyard. However, instead of crashing into them and sending the damaging branches in the air to the ground, it simply vanished, as if this unseen portal or gateway swallowed it. The children stared in disbelief. They would let out a collected gasp when the object returned in a flash. Once again, it was if it appeared out of the trees. Again, there was no damage to speak of. After several more seconds, the object vanishes from sight in another flash of light. An official report was made to MAFROM. Many children state remembering a military presence in school the afternoon of the second sighting. Three of the teachers were apparently interviewed privately. My son spoke with the children themselves. The official result of this military presence was that three low-bearing, hovering helicopters, mysterious objects. Furthermore, children must have seen, must have been mistaken what they claimed to have seen. Not surprisingly, these present that morning reject the notion that they saw was a low flight hovering hovercraft. On the 21st of March, back in the United States of Michigan at Hillsdale College, a student from reported a large disc in the sky over the campus. Around 100 students witnessed the glowing object moving to move over the campus, hovering over nearby swampland, before shooting directly to upwards. This is one of the similar sighting occurred just over a year later, on the 10th of July 1967, the time of a school on the Isle of Wight, UK. Two students at Whippendale Primary School were walking along the schoolyard at just about before 9 p.m. Each noticed a strange ash falling on them from above. As they looked upwards, they see a large cloud like but very solid Milky Way disc shaped craft. The object remained visible to most of the day, while eventually moving away calmly. A twisted encounter when the boy's parents informed police of the sighting. They would discover a crop circle in a field underneath where it hovered. It's within the privacy of Scotland, having a higher than normal amount of UFO sightings for its size. Here is one of the encounters that happened in the Scotland schoolyard. This happened at a primary school in Greenock in 1948. A 9-year-old Linda and her friends walked up, a sudden buzzing noise confronted them. He looked out and saw a swarm of flying saucers filled the sky. Each of the craft was low and would apparently swoop and lower. Each saucer contained a single occupant, though neither could see any details of the person inside. The strange craft would suddenly disappear and two girls would run home. An incident in the summer of 1952 was very similar. Joan Tollis and her friend are making their way home from Elder Park Primary School in Glasgow. At 4 p.m. the sun was high in the sky and there was plenty of light. However, before the two young girls had left their schoolyard, before everywhere suddenly went dark, Jane turned to look up. Above and behind her, hovering over the school was a large UFO. She later described as looking for like a sombrero. But Jane soon stood enthralled at the teacher. Janitor emerged from inside the building and also witnessed the cosmic vehicle. Then the shining craft began to rotate faster and faster, and an uncontrollable whistling with sound pierced its air before the craft shot directly upwards in an instant. The following day, this local newspaper reports several similar incident sightings. Another Glasgow school, summer of 1978 at St Mark's Primary School, as several students played in the schoolyard, a large silver UFO glistened in the sun, hovered above them. One student described the object as two fedora hats joined together. As the children watched in amazement, the silver craft train vanished from sight. Unfortunately, in this incident, no teachers witnessed the incident. You've been listening to Area 52. The Crestville View Elementary School UFO incident and more school incidents. So this should be really called Area 52, the School UFO Reports. So that's what it's going to be called. Area 52. You may know about it, but I'm going to read it anyway. The Rendlesham Forest Incident. Woodbridge, England. December 26th to December 28th, 1980. Wrensford Forest is a large woodland park in Suffolk, in England, owned by a forestry commission with recreation facilities for walkers, cyclists and campers. On December 26th, 1980, around 2 a.m, Airman First Class John Burroughs was on a security patrol at Woodbridge Air Base, his partner, when he saw another light come from the Rendlesham Forest, which separates Woodbridge from Bentwaters, another air base, and then went back to call their superior from a nearby post. They were still able to see the light. Almost simultaneously, another security pole arrived and confirmed the lights. Burroughs and the second team were sent off the base to investigate about their weapons because they were leaving American jurisdiction. As the nervous men walked into the forest, they could tell that the animals were very upset. They received a radio transmission. A contact was made with Heathrow Tower in London and an object had been seen over Woodbridge Air Base. Then disappeared. Men soon arrived at the object, which was a bunch of blue striping lights. They moved up through the trees into the sky. Everything felt slow and strange to the men until the object vanished. For once more than 2 hours, the men played an eerie game of cat and mouse with a mysterious object. At times it would get closer to the horizon and closer to them, then fly away. Events of that December night set in motion a chain reaction that would eventually result in the best documented sighting in American military history. Although the government has no comment on the incident, several witnesses agreed to an interview to tell what happened that night. 5 hours after the sighting, John reported to his first post commander about the strange lights. The commander said he should try to locate any physical evidence. When they arrived, they found impressions on the ground, burn marks in the trees and other odd evidence. John and a police officer went to the area and showed him the physical evidence that was there. However, the officer dismissed the ground impressions as burrowing forest animals. Investigating circles measured an equal distance apart, made a perfect equilibrium triangle. Early next morning, Colonel Charles Hart arrived at Woodbridge Security Headquarters and he told about UFO sightings. He was very sceptical at first. As he began to investigate, he was surprised at how authentic the sightings were and still cannot explain them. The same night, some lights were spotted and the floodlights were ordered to set up in the woods. At 9:30 p.m., Colonel Hart received word for floodlights malfunctioning and other strange things. Base security was immediately dispatched to put more floodlights out. Colonel Hart had a professional photographer come with him to take pictures and try to debunk. But when he arrived, several types of military equipment were malfunctioring, including floodlights. Hart and his men went into the woods armed with tape recorder and other equipment. Sergeant Robert Ball, one of Hart's team members, located the site where they believed a UFO had landed. They got an instrument to go do readings in the trees. One of the men noticed a red glowing object about a few hundred metres away. It began zigzagging around the pine trees and went winking at them. Then it moved away. The men followed it. They found a farmhouse that appeared to be glowing as it was on fire. As the red object began moving towards the house, it broke up in fire, 5 foot white balls, and disappeared. Men began going towards the coast. They looked up to the north and saw 3 objects in the sky began moving in strange patterns. The men believed that the objects were trying to communicate or warn them. Sergeant Ball believed it looked like a search grid. Beams of light were shooting out from the objects and several people on the base reported the lights. John Burroughs woke up when it was happening and saw several blue transparent lights in the sky. One dived towards them, went through a truck and then went back into the sky. At virtually the same moment, Colonel Hart and his men noticed an object in the sky that was coming towards them at a tremendous rate of speed. A beam of light came down with the feet of them. Then the light disappeared and Colonel Hart went from sceptic to believer. The next day, Colonel Hart played his tape to his boss. He agreed with him and told him to write an incident report. His boss then went to send a report and tape to a staff meeting, and everyone was confused and nobody knew what to do. Colonel Hart's memo was sent to British military authorities, who did not act on it. In 1983, a private citizen used the Freedom of Information Act to release Hart's memo. Many were not convinced. Some believed that UFO sightings were really just a meteor shower. The people that saw the UFOs are convinced that it was not a meteor shower or a figment of their imagination. Colonel Hart found in January of 1981, and 9 months later, there were more sightings near Woodbridge. In total, 15 men claimed to have seen the unusual phenomenon of Brentwoods and Woodbridge during the first incident. To this day, nobody can fully explain what really happened in December 1980 in Bensham Forest. Brent Waters is an American airbase based in southern England. Its 81st Tactical Fighter Wing, or the US Air Force, works out of southwest England. Its unique arrangement, the wing is housed on twin bases, Woodbridge and Brentwoods. The border, a 3-mile expanse of farmland and woods known as Wensham Forest.